USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and administration officials continue to push for a new stimulus package, and they're selling the bill to the public. They believe public support for the $1.9 trillion bill will lead to bipartisan support in Congress.
It has support of Republican mayors, Republican governors, but more importantly, it has support of 50% of Republicans in this country.
Biden's senior advisor, Cedric Richmond. The Republican support Richmond referring to is from a morning consult poll of around 1,000 registered Republicans. A massive winter storm is pummeling much of the United States as it makes its way across the country. The National Weather Service saying winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in place across more than two dozen states from Texas to Maine. Things so cold in Texas, wind turbines are freezing up. This is USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Border Patrol agents are being overwhelmed with the surge of migrants in parts of Texas and have had to restart catch-and-release policies, turning people loose into the United States as the first signs of a surge emerge under President Biden. Customs and Border Protection saying that a combination of relaxed Biden border policies, coronavirus restrictions on holding people, and deteriorating levels of cooperation from Mexico have left parts of the border in Texas unable to handle the surge. ICE is also canceling an operation that targets illegal immigrants with convictions for sex crimes. Former head of ICE, Tom Homan.
This isn't about public safety at all, because he says sex offenders are still a priority, but he hasn't done a thing about sanctuary cities. They're not going to honor ICE detainers. This is a false narrative to the American people.
The Lincoln Project's fundraising page has been shut down following multiple reports of sexual misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States may be turning the corner when it comes to COVID-19.
For the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with the positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus should still be taken. Dr. Megan Ranney is an emergency physician at Brown University, and she tells CNN that deaths from the virus remain high, but could fall along with cases if more vaccinations can be administered.
But the thing is, our hospitals are still full of people that were diagnosed over the last 2 months. And as we know, COVID very rarely kills immediately. It lingers, and those deaths continue to occur. So we're going to keep seeing deaths for weeks yet. When will we start to see deaths fall? Probably a month from now, but that's if all goes well. If we can keep those new variants at bay, and of course if we can get vaccinations into arms quick enough to keep the number of new infections low.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The York County Republican Party in Pennsylvania voted to censure Senator Pat Toomey for his vote to convict former President Donald Trump during his second impeachment trial. The committee passing the resolution during a meeting on Saturday. Toomey, for his part, explained that he would vote to convict Trump for allegedly inciting violence on January 6th during the Capitol breach because of all the evidence. Toomey is retiring in 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.